What about the use of neoadjuvant checkpoint inhibitors prior to radiation therapy? There's been some really exciting work out of your institution, Jamie Chad et al. Looking, I was really stunned. I mean, they gave these people, I think they were resectable patients, they gave two doses of a checkpoint inhibitor. Were you involved with that?
Not directly, obviously, that's a medical oncology study, but I work very closely with Jamie Chaffin on multiple other projects.
Can you kind of talk about, from your point of view, what they saw there and what you thought about it?
They definitely saw a remarkable number of complete or near complete responses at pathologic examination, more than we typically anticipate with chemotherapy. However, the numbers are small, and the endpoint of these studies were safety first, not an efficacy endpoint. So while we are very excited about these numbers and these indications, we have to be cautious and will need to be followed up with larger scale studies. But still, I think it's very intriguing to see the kind of responses that we see in the neoadjuvant setting with, as you said, just very few doses of immune checkpoint inhibition, which then again relates to the question, how many doses do you need to give even in the adjuvant setting to get an immune response? The neoadjuvant studies suggest that you get a response quite early and quite robustly. From a radiation perspective, there was no concurrent radiation in the preoperative setting, and if anything, it would decrease the number of patients needing postoperative radiation therapy if they really clear their mediastinum completely, or at least that is an open question that needs to be addressed. We don't know how to integrate port in that scenario.